They feel that there is no time to examine thought. While you think, they say, the house is burning. They are the kin of those who rush and struggle and make panics in theatre fires. Now, it seems to me that most of the troubles of humanity are really misunderstandings. Men's compositions and characters are, I think, more similar than their views, and if they had not needlessly different modes of expression upon many broad issues, they would be practically at one upon 100 matters where they now widely differ. Most of the great controversies of the world, most of the wide religious differences that keep men apart, arise from this, from differences in their way of thinking. Men imagine they stand on the same ground and mean the same thing by the same words, whereas they stand on slightly different grounds, use different terms for the same thing, and express the same thing in different words. Logomachies, conflicts about words, into such death traps of effort these ardent spirits run and perish. This is now almost commonplace. It has been said before by numberless people. It has been said before by numberless people, but it seems to me it has been realized by very few. And until it is realized to the fullest extent, we shall continue to live at intellectual cross purposes and waste the forces of our species needlessly and abundantly. This persuasion is a very important thing in my mind.